This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at Realside. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem, part of the solution. And I know that's hard to do sometimes. You know, if you head up to my website, therealside.com, there's stories up there, there's polls, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. And, you know, sign up for the newsletter. We do a newsletter once a week. Sometimes not even that much. I mean, I blow it, forget about it, just don't do it. Or you can sign up for the text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And again, always a pleasure. You know, Kimberly touched on it, but she didn't go into it in detail. And it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. Kamala Harris, she laughed after a reporter asked her if she planned to visit the border. And she kind of giggled and chuckled or cackled, as Kimberly put it. And she said, not today. Joey B. has no plans on checking out the border. What I don't understand is, how do these people know what's going on unless they go actually see it with their own eyes? If they really care about what's happening at the border. And now you've heard that the Arizona and Texas governors have stepped in, and they may do their own border wall. They may finish it themselves on their own land. And I think that's a good thing. Look, you've got companies, you have residents that are willing to donate the property, give it to the state, let the state erect those areas that haven't been touched yet. I think it would be a big deal to do that. The feds can't come in and pull it down. It's private property. That was, again, it was donated to the state, so they'd be coming on state property. And man, boy, would they have some trouble. So Vice President Kamala Harris laughed while responding to a question from a reporter, asked if she would be visiting the border amid the growing migrant crisis. Look, there's a crisis down here, right? You're hearing about all this stuff that's going on. Don't you think that either her or Joey B. would want to go down there and see it for themselves and take care of this humanitarian problem with the crisis? That's a crisis that we may have made happen. My God. And to have her giggle about it means that she doesn't really, she's either uncomfortable with the question, doesn't know how to answer, or she really just doesn't care. Now, the vice president responded to Corey with a not today before laughing. She continued on to say that she had visited before. Really? When? Before she was VP? Before her and her buddy created this issue? Really, think about it. Now, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki maintained that the Biden administration's stance in her press conference referring to the border situation is as a circumstance, and saying that children escaping from persecution in their home countries is not a crisis. Come on, Jen. You don't really believe that. You don't believe that line. I mean, seriously, think about it. It is a crisis. When they're there and they're kind of coaxed to come to the border, they're coaxed. You tell them in one way, you tell them, hey, look, Don't come up here. We can't handle it. We can't take care of you. We can't, we can't, we can't. But if you get here, we'll let you in. Right? Come on, think of this. And that was one of my brilliant people in the chat room said, it's true. Now they're talking about not only letting them into these, what is it, $86 million that they're going to spend in hotel rooms for these illegals. How come we spend that kind of money for our VA, our veterans that needed a place to stay, that were sleeping in the streets, that weren't getting the care they needed? How come we didn't do that for them? But we can do it for a bunch of, yes, illegals coming into the country illegally, coming up here looking for a handout. We couldn't do it for our veterans. And they look at themselves, I mean, these legislators, they look at themselves in the face and think they're God's gift to legislation. They're the smartest thing on the street. It's amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, really, truly. And, you know, the crisis at the border isn't single-fold, if you would. It isn't just standing around watching them coming over. I don't know. You know, nobody sent me a picture or anything. I don't know if there's been any damage done to the fences there, if they've pulled down the new fence anywhere. I do know that there are holes in the fence, areas where they weren't ready to connect them together yet. Right? I don't know. You think if Trump got a second term, he would have actually finished those walls? You think he would have forced it and made it happen? Or you think it would have been too busy fighting him? I love that, though. I love the line, though. Children presented at our borders who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing persecution, who are fleeing terrible situations is not a crisis. We feel it's our responsibility to humanely approach the circumstance and make sure they're treated. Jen, is that for everybody? Anybody who can get here, any young person can get here, we can take care. We can't even take care of our own. Our suicide rates are climbing. You're letting them in without really testing them for COVID. And even if you do, my understanding is if they test, they still get released. And yet you won't let our kids in school. It makes absolutely no sense. None whatsoever. Somebody brought something up to me I thought was hilarious the other day, which was to see, remember when some of you are old enough, don't you lie to me. Do you remember when the CDC that cigarette smoking did not cause cancer? Remember that? Everybody don't remember that. That was in 1958. There was a statement made by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, that cigarettes were fine. Smoke it up, boys. Joe Messina, your host. Dr. B joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
In.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, hold hands and move
high. Joe Mancini, your host for Super Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of, I always say it, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Okay, and the way you become part of the solution is you get a clue as to what's going on. That's how you become part of the solution. So I do appreciate your time with me. But let me just bring her in because I appreciate her time as well. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to kind of help us get through some of the craziness, not just going on in our heads, but you're seeing going on around you. And, you know, people are still extreme. You know, first off, I got to say to you, just from a common sense, not even from a mental health standpoint, you're looking to these leaders. You're looking to these people who are supposed to have all the answers, like a Fauci, not that I believe him, but like a Fauci, okay? And he's gone from no mask to one mask to two masks to three masks, and now even though you get the shots, you still, you know, you still should be mad. It's like, this has got to be playing with people's heads, does it not?
The lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. It's like COVID, right. Fauci, and masks, oh my. COVID, Fauci, and masks, oh my.
I know.
We have just dropped everything, and all of a sudden, or whatever you say, whatever you say. Well, he says something different every stinking week, right? Our governors are saying, go, have fun. We've got rapid tests. You're open. And still, like, you know, I keep saying is here in Texas, we're open. And I'm all about the mind and studying psychology and the psychology of people. I just watch people, good people watching right now. And still the fear, and the fear is upped. You know, it is higher than ever. We have larger signs saying masks required. We've got Legends, this restaurant that's saying it's $50 if they have to tell you to put your mask on, and it's a $75 charge if you do not wear it in between bites and drinks. And it's like,
you got
why would
kidding me.
Anybody go there just based on just that? Yeah.
Wow.
In Texas. So, it's going to be everywhere. You know, people are like, in Texas? I'm like, well, yes, there are stupid people
here,
too.
Texas was supposed to be the same place. What happened?
Yeah, no, it's here. You know what happened? I will tell you what happened and what is happening. And I am so excited that I've got two new families that are good friends of mine moving from California and Arizona. One from Arizona because they said Arizona truly has lost its mind. And they're moving here. They're red voters. I'm so excited. But I'll tell you what's going on. I'm involved in helping out with some local races here. Meaning.
All right.
Yes, with school boards and city councils both, but mostly two different school boards that are very important. And a good friend of mine is backing and supporting this one individual, Amy, and I'm on board to support her. She's fantastic. She's a mom. She's jumping in. God bless her for school board. And it's crazy on school boards right now. You all really need to be involved in your school boards and what's going on. It is, oh my gosh, we have shouting matches. We have people out in the halls. They can't fill the room. I mean, they fill the room and they could fill it nine times more. But two people have dropped out just because of how ugly these races have gotten.
Oh,
and this one.
Well, that's good because you don't want them. You don't want them fighting for you in the school board and backing out because it gets too hot in the room. You know.
No, it's all good. But this one African-American lady, and I'm only saying that because she's a very staunch liberal that's very tied to the color of her skin, and I don't think that that's good on anybody. I don't care what color you are. You cannot be tied to your skin color, and she is. And she has just presented as she runs, you know, this is her platform, is we're going to get this, and we're going to have the ethno-math, and we're going to – and it's like – run, people. I'm telling you, run for office because they are taking over. They are so good at organizing, and they are going. The people are moving. These liberals, they're moving, and I see it
right
into certain districts just so they can run and take over your children because that's the future. Is
and
your
we
children.
Should be doing the same thing. We should be in there taking over these local city councils and school boards. And to your point, you know, people don't realize until they start opening up those books, you know, the school textbooks. Well, what are you teaching my kid? Well, this decision was not made last Tuesday. This decision was made years ago. Where were you? What were you doing?
Yeah, and the things are pumping through, especially California right now. It's constantly. It is incredible. It's wow. There are two legislatures. There are two, you know, I don't know what you call bills. Thank
bills.
You.
Yeah.
It's late. It's late in Texas. That are being pushed. That completely will attack parents' constitutional rights.
Oh, yeah.
A great place is to go to Focus on the Family and read what those are because I've been reading through them and they could pass just because the name alone, right? The Fruitful American Parent Support Bill, right?
Yeah.
Well, basically, all of your rights are going to be taken away. Your kids will have to learn about this. And if you're white, good luck. You know, I mean, read it. Read it. The title, oh my gosh, that was California's the worst at the titles.
Listen, they've been sued over titles before. They've been sued by Republicans the way they retitle things in the past. But, yeah, they've got the legislation. They don't have to worry. They can title it the we're going to take your kids away from you bill, but you'll still have to pay for them, and they would still get it to pass.
It's It's bizarre. It is so bizarre. So if you, I get it, don't have enough time, actually don't get it to run, because I don't have enough time, and I ran, and I'm on council, and I'll do school board next, most likely. But if you don't have time to run, please, these local races are the lowest voting races. You need to go vote. We have to now vote at these local. You have to. We can't ignore these local level races. So
you know, it's funny you say that. You brought up California. California actually changed the voting cycles to be in line with the general election and the presidential election because the off years Democrats didn't come out and vote. So we were able to maintain.
Right.
Republicans came out, so we maintained all the school board seats. Well, now they've lined them up differently, hoping to get change.
They're brilliant. Redistricting, rezoning, redoing the vote. I'm telling you. Yeah, we still do. We have one coming up in May here for all of our school boards. So get on it.
And so if you were to look at who's running, I mean, seriously, do you have good, solid conservative people running for those seats and
we do.
Flaming liberals that hopefully people will see them for what they are?
I hope so. We do have great people. Unfortunately, just the hate and they're just all hanging the liberals running. They're all hanging their hat and picking up the agenda and the rhetoric of this race. They're hopping it. Now the Asians are being attacked. You know, it's like, again, the psychological warfare going on and that people just want to believe and they don't want to look it up. It's pathetic.
They'll never do their homework. They'll never, ever, ever do their homework. They never have.
Never. Okay. And I, whenever there's a mass shooting, and I consider the massage, place shooting. Well, I'll tell you more secrets.
After the break. Joe Mateen, your host. This is The Real Side with GCN Live. And Dr. B will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least six people are dead, including one police officer, after a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado. Officials say they received a 911 call shortly after 3 p.m. local time about a shooting at a King Supers in the southern part of the city. Police arrived shortly after receiving the call. Commander Kerry Yamaguchi of the Boulder Police Department says one suspect is in custody.
I can share with the public today, or this evening,
that there is no ongoing public threat, that we do have a person of interest in custody. That person was injured during the incident and is being treated for the injuries.
The White House confirming that President Biden has been briefed on the incident, while the FBI and ATF have joined the investigation. And the Senate has confirmed Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to become the next Secretary of Labor by a 68-29 vote. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. That's the big deal. Get information. Don't just spew the last Twitter feed you saw go by. You know, anything along those lines. Make sure you have a clue as to what you're talking about. Seriously. Now, I haven't got a clue about mental health. I mean, I question mine at times, but I haven't got a clue about it. That's why I bring Dr. B on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week. So, that, you know, really, so you can get a clue as to what's going on. And some of those thoughts and some of those feelings you have, they're not abnormal. I mean, when you look around you, many, you know, Dr. B, many of my listeners, even I get emails from them going, we're done. It's over. What do we do now? I can't imagine being in that desperate place, you know?
Yeah, you know, normal day-to-day, right? Life, jobs, families, you know, child rearing, all of the, you know, mortgage paying, everything is enough to drive somebody insane some days. Taxes, IRS, late bills, anything like that. And then when you throw an epidemic, a worldwide, you know, a pandemic upon people, a lot of people are breaking physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. This is probably the most challenging year I've seen worldwide for humankind than ever before. And then you add the political stuff on top of it, you know, the political issues. And although I need to say it's very normal what you're feeling, but people are like, okay, great, but I can't take it anymore. I can't take it, you know, what's going on. And I'm looking at the global suicide rates that are just huge. They are increasing all the time, every month. It's not going down. Nothing's happening. It seems to be worse and worse in our political climate. The things going on with the royal family is affecting the UK. You know, it's a giant thing. We've got worldwide conservatives everywhere in all nations standing up and marching for freedom because they see what's going on in America. Yep. And if we're feeling it, they know that, shoot, something's going on, and it's frightening. Joey is Biden. Just that whole fiasco of an administration is also affecting people. I laugh, but it's like, this is when you, I think, have to let go. Honestly, if you're listening out there, you have to honestly let go. And I'm not saying God is the, you know, answer to replace medications or eating well or getting out and being healthy and physical. But I think we have to start there and just really, as our foundation, understand that there is hope. There is hope. There is hope. I was on a show for an hour and a half last week talking about grief. It was an entire show about grief, and you can go find it if you want to later. But it just spoke to what grief is, the fact that I get people describing what they're feeling through this whole pandemic, and I'm like, we're grieving. They're grieving. You know, it took me a few months, took me till the fall, last fall, to really understand and put a name to it, and we are grieving as a nation, if not as a world. And I think that's a good thing to remember and a good thing to talk about is, you know, there are stages of grief. There are you've got so many. We've got people who believe there are 4 stages, 5 stages, 7, 9. And my point on my podcast last week was it doesn't matter. You're going to hit depression. You're going to hit anxiety. You're going to hit anger. You're going to hit guilt. And you're going to finally hit acceptance. And then you may go through them 25 times again that day, you know, not just all in all.
Yeah, the grief comes when you feel like you've lost something. You truly have lost something that you don't have control over or something major has changed, does it not?
It does. It does. And we never know what's going to hit us as a trauma. That is the interesting thing about the mind and the plasticity of it and just speaks to trauma. Some people can, you know, for instance, and people are like, what do you mean by that? You know, I'm getting messages. What do you mean? Those are big words. What I mean is some people can watch horror movies. Some people can watch zombie movies. Some people can watch cop shows, right? I've been watching this new show and it's police cameras and it's live and they're getting shot at. But, you know, my daughter can't. That would freak her out. You know, I have some friends that would kill me if I made them watch that. So my brain does not perceive that as a trauma, but other people it does. So this is life. This is COVID. This is politics. All of these things, certain people, we can handle it. We're sad about it, but we're going to keep fighting. But other people, it hits them as a trauma. And the minute that your brain perceives something as a traumatic event or a loss, and again, that doesn't have to be a physical person or a life. It can be a job. It can be a family member. It can be democracy, republic, you know, constitutional rights. And I think that more and more people are wondering what it is they're feeling. And it's grief, I'm telling you. So, you know, we're from the shock and denial down to the depression to working through it to acceptance and hope. But just remember, there's hope. So what do you do, right? What do you do? You can't just make it go away, unfortunately. Just like COVID, we'd like to just make it go away. We have to go through the process, let it play out.
Just wave your hand. All right, COVID, go. Goodbye. See you later. but the thing that people, I mean, I know I'm too harsh sometimes, but really, I think it shows what we've done to our society. We have people that are cowering in fear. And then when they lose somebody or lose something, like, you know, the kid's not going to school, they don't know how to help those kids. So they're, you know, I don't want to call it fear. Maybe it's frustration at that point in time. The amount of feelings rolling around. But I don't know, Dr. B. I look at this sometimes. Go ahead.
I think you're right with the fear. I really am. And fear can wear many outfits and be many colors and go through many stages. You know, there's the physical fear of something happening. There's a physical fear of someone coming into your door. There's a fear of getting cancer, right, or having a stroke or heart attack. Then there's a fear of loss that encompasses more than just, again, a family member, somebody, you know, passing away. And that is loss of what we've known as a nation. Some of us, all we've known is America, right? We've got people that have moved here because of how beautiful it is, because we are free psychologically, we're free emotionally, we're free to speak as we want and act. You know, we've got law enforcement, we demand law and order, but you're free to break that. But now it's almost switched. It's like law and order is encouraged if this or if that and if that. And I think I totally believe that there's a fear factor here because of everything being upside down. And then on top of that, having the people who run this country, our administration, be pushing that agenda and be basically, it's an oligarchy at this point. We have a king, and it's Nancy Pelosi. You know, we know she's behind. I mean, it is. It's the weirdest thing that Trump did even 1% of anything that this man is doing.
All Trump would have done is thought about it. I mean, think about it. All he would have done is
tweeted it.
They would have, yes.
Tweeted it once. Wouldn't it be nice if, evil dictator? It's like, well, he's doing all of it. And I was, you know, writing and researching today and thinking about what it is, and I believe that it's all being done on purpose to punish Americans for voting for Trump. I fully believe.
No question. I'm with you.
That's their agenda. They're punishing us. They're opening the borders. They're letting the mess at the border. Unbelievable. I've got friends that have been down there helping who they could just to survive, taking pictures because no media. I don't know if you guys know, no media is allowed at all. And the living conditions. Well,
isn't this the transparent group? Isn't this the
group
of people to tell us everything's been done out in the open, right?
We're back to transparency. How's it working for you? Wow. You know, whereas Trump would go down there and here's what's going on, and these people are being taken care of and nice, cushy, and they got meals, and we're trying to sort it out, and we're really trying to get the child trafficking under control. And now they've just forgotten about it. They're letting people in. The doors are open. We've got teenagers sleeping 6 and 7 and 8 in a little pod. Both genders, because it doesn't matter. I mean, I can only imagine what's going on, you know, abusive wise. They're not getting fed. It's mind blowing. It's simply mind blowing. Again, you know, I'm all about the mind, and mine is blown.
You know, these kids going back to school, by the way, since we're talking about the kid, the suicide rate, but the kids going back to school, they're not back to school, so to speak. You know, they're walking into these classrooms now. There's a third of the kids that used to be in there. They got these shields around them. They're still having to wear masks. Can't touch the teacher. It's great that they're there, but mentally, this is going to be raising a game with them too. Anyhow, well, you know what I mean from a standpoint of them seeing their friends, if you would.
Maybe we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it inside the break. Don't go away. You're going to be the one talking. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. Yes, the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on because I have so much. I have so many more questions to ask her. So much more going on we need to find out about. Dr. B joins us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us, as she does every week. Kind of help us work through some of the crazy stuff swirling around inside and outside your head. Hey, Dr. B, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing fine. How you doing over there?
I'm going crazy like the rest of us.
So we were talking about the kids being back in school, good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, a lot of these kids, they build their lives around it. Parents, you know, I won't say push them in that direction, but, you know, it's been laid out that way foundationally. Mm-hmm. You go to school, that's where your core group is, and that's where your friends are, and yada, yada, yada. And these kids have not seen their friends for forever.
Yeah.
And now they're going back to school, and they're not really even seeing their friends at school. They're not allowed to sit and eat together. They're 3 to 4 feet away. They got these plastic bubbles around them.
Can't go outside.
Sci-fi movie, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's so interesting. Like, I know a lot of schools, you can't go outside. And I'm like, you would want them outside. I would want them outside. Go outside. Go outside. Yeah, it's very interesting. I wouldn't want to be a child, you know, being raised in all of this. It's going to be interesting mental health study and brain development study on a serious note for children, I would say, like 15 and under. And those studies will start to come out. And that, you know, catch me in about 5 or 10 years. That's going to be really interesting. I can say interesting 10 more times. And we look at, you know, we talked about, isn't this good that schools are open and everybody gets excited until they find out that, okay, 3 to 6 feet away, you can't look at your neighbor, you can't sneeze, you can't cough, you can't hiccup, you can't swallow. And I'm just thinking, gosh, shoot, do we homeschool and drive parents nuts, or do we put them in school and drive the kids nuts? It's tough.
I'm going to drive that nuts a little bit.
You've got these, I mean, we felt it going, you know, to Disney World, the mask, ma'am, get your, I mean, and I'm, you know, 29 years old, so I can handle it, but it's I can't imagine the kids around us, my own kids, you know, well, the teenagers, they don't care, they're good kids, but Allie and the little ones, they were just like, you know, just their whole countenance, everything was just so sad every time they were being yelled at by these strangers. And you know that's going to happen in the schools. It's happening in the schools that are open. And I just think it's another thing to tell, you know, a way to tell kids they're wrong or they're not doing it right or they're no good. Or
And now we're here and this is going to go on until 2022.
Oh, yeah, at least. It's all crazy. You know, we've got cruise lines and now airlines requiring these vaccination passports, and it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. I've got a child that was Go Aggies, just accepted into A&M, and I'm like, are you guys open or are you not? And they're like, yeah, we're opening. And I'm just like, how strict is it going to be? You know, I'm thankful he gets to go to college, but you worry about, you know, I don't want him getting yelled at because, you know, he doesn't want to wear a mask. And then to that, we've got our warriors, right? We've got our kids that are our strong-willed buckaroos that are not going to comply, that are not going to want to wear a mask, or their parents don't wear a mask, don't believe in it. So that's going to be, it's just, I know we kind of joke about it, but it's a real thing for kids. Parents, yeah, really, you need to understand that. Even though, I don't know what the right answer is. I don't wear a mask really anywhere, and Allie doesn't. And if we're asked to, we will comply in that if it's an older person or somebody at risk. If it's a store, we just put down the merchandise and walk out and say thank you. We're not rude about it. It's just what we're going to do. We're going to make a statement. But my boys and my husband, they'll comply. It doesn't bother them one way or another. And I don't want Allie to, right? I don't want our kids to feel pressured. But I also don't want them, you know, I don't know. It's very confusing as a parent. So I feel you, if you're a parent, just don't pressure them. Really continue to have good conversations about it. Like, hey, mommy doesn't wear one, but if you want to, go ahead. I'm not going to think poorly of you. Don't feel bad for me. We're good, you know?
But you know something? Some of us who actually paid attention in science class when I was a kid.
Yeah.
you know, we were taught a couple of things. One is, you know, oxygen deprivation for the brain was really bad.
Yeah.
And remember when kids would hyperventilate, they'd be all nervous, they'd be all anxious to be, right? And you, yes, were told, you were taught as a first aid thing is to get a paper bag and have them breathe into the paper bag, right? Because
right,
they wouldn't
right.
get as much oxygen and it would slow them down. It would calm them down.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes. Are you saying the mask will do that?
Well, you know,
they're going to hyperventilate. That's great.
How much oxygen? No, I'm saying how much oxygen is really getting through the mask? How much oxygen are we getting? You know, I don't know. I could go crazy over here, but go ahead.
The thing is, too, and parents are not washing these masks regularly. They're not changing them out. And every single
one. You have to wash them?
Right. 100% of the doctors I know, they change them 3 to 5 times a day. They change them because of the junk in and out, you know, that you're breathing and the bacteria. And kids aren't doing that. I've seen them swap masks. It's a game at this point. You know, I've seen them twirl them, put them up in their hair, you know, toss them. And then
throw
put
it in
them
the
back.
Backpack, pull it back out the next day, and you know, sitting there festering all night. Cool, cool, cool.
How is this good? I know my senior has to wear one, and I'm like, Lucas, I need your mask. Where is it? I don't know. Well, get it, because I think I've washed it twice in the last 120 days.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and he's like, at this point, Mom, I'm just trying to avoid the administrators. I don't want to wear it. So I'm like, okay, and I'm going to let him. He's 18. He needs to figure it out. So, you know, my word to parents is let them figure it out at this point. I can't keep up. I'm reading what the TEA, the Texas, you know, Educational Association, is that what it is saying? And they've got all these on day 10 after contact exposure, then you have to have testing. But on day 7, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how administrators.
I'm not even scientific, and a lot of this stuff makes absolutely no sense to me. Absolutely none.
You don't have to be scientific. Basically, what the doctors are saying is the majority, 90% of the masks we're wearing don't work. They don't do a thing, and they're actually worse for you, especially if your child has asthma or any kind of, you know, lung issue, anxiety issue, headaches. It's just going to be worse. It's kids. I see them shoving, you know, their hands up inside them. It's just, and kids, if they get it, They survive. They don't. Yeah. It's not a big deal at all. They don't even know. I have kids now getting antibody testing, you know, the blood tests, and, oh, yeah, you had it. And like, nobody even knew, so.
Oh, it's hilarious. I'm sure a lot of people had it. They're talking about corona being here well before we even knew it was here. And,
yeah.
And people had it. But, you know, I was thinking about some of the symptoms the other day. A friend of mine died just before New Year's, like a year ago.
Oh.
And every one of the things that they talk about somebody having, and who was susceptible. Now, this guy was in his late 70s. He was way overweight, probably 300 pounds, 310 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
And for about 6 weeks or so, he was hacking up a lung. He was coughing, having a hard time breathing, needed an oxygen machine to help him out at home. And then he died. And I'm thinking to myself, look, you know, if you think about it, he falls right into that long before anybody was calling it COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, so, I know, because a lot of these people tested negative for influenza A and B, and they still are. And I know a family that just got tested, all of them, I think they're going on a trip or something. I don't know. And every last one of them had the antibodies and not one symptom ever. And they said, you know, it could be up to 7 months ago. So,
wow. You know, there's a high school called Flathead High. I'm going to do more about it in the next hour. But apparently the kids had it there. They had just had it. So what did they do? They took their masks off. They walked out. There was about 40 or 50 of them. 50 adults went along with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and community members helped them pick it out in front of the school. No masks.
Really?
Yeah. They've had it.
And did they all die?
Was that?
I said, did they all die?
Probably. Give them about, 10, 15 days, and they'll all be gone, right? Because that's all I'm going to tell you or something.
But yeah, I'm looking at their statistics. They peaked, and now, I mean, they really peaked, and now they're nothing.
Well, again.
Wow.
Again.
Good for them.
I was reading an article today about what there were over 1,900 people have died after getting the second shot. All right, and the CDC says that there's no evidence to tie. So here we had 1,900 perfectly healthy people. They got the second shot and they died shortly thereafter. But it has nothing to do with the vaccine, of course, right?
Nothing at all. No, all of the cases I hear, nothing to do with it. Healthy 32-year-old mother just dropped dead literally in 2 days after the second. But
it had nothing to do with the shot.
There must have been something.
And we'll never know. Even if they do an autopsy to find out, you know that we'll never know, right?
No, no, and they did an autopsy. They found absolutely nothing wrong with her. They're completely stumped, but it was not the vaccine.
Yeah, Epstein hung himself. I got it. I understand.
Yes, yes. And Hunter Biden's innocent. You know, we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
All right, lady, tell people where they can find you, how they can get more wisdom from Dr. B.
DrBradio.com. Super easy.
Yeah, they gotta. You make it too easy. Seriously, I make them work for it. They gotta go find me. So
they can go find me on Facebook too. And LinkedIn has, go find
LinkedIn
me.
Is good.
Don't Google my name though.
Oh, cool. Come see your host next hour. You got me for the whole hour, and I got some crazy stuff I want to talk to you about. You know, we got to straighten things out, people. Come see your host. We'll be back in just a little bit.